Hello, everyone. I'm George from Ireland. Well, there was some surprising news in the United States a few days ago. Not as shocking as many things that Donald J. Trump has done, but President Donald J. Trump made this announcement on the 7th of January that the United States would pull out of 66 organizations, treaties, conventions, and so forth. So some of these are organizations that are affiliated with the United Nations organization. And then 35 of them are not linked to the United Nations and so on, because the Trump administration say that they no longer serve American interests. Well, impliedly, they once did. And many of them were set up on the suggestion of the United States. Certainly, the United States was a prime mover behind the United Nations, even its precursor, the League of Nations. It was mainly a proposition by President Woodrow Wilson when it was established in 1919, even though the United States did not ratify the treaty to join the League of Nations, was a founder member of the United Nations organization, and obviously has got a permanent seat in the Security Council. And of course, as everybody knows, the headquarters of the United Nations is in New York, but that is UN territory. It's not territory belonging to the city of New York, the state of New York, nor indeed the United States itself. So, the idea that these organizations, they infringe upon American sovereignty, and they're not just part of U.S. Policies. Now, there's this non-governmental organization world, the great and the good, very bien pensant, and a lot of people work there have roughly the same liberal left worldview. Okay, I don't completely disagree with it myself, but there must be more money for them, and there's more documents written in this sort of impenetrable prose, and just endless hot air talking shops are going to solve things, and that seldom takes action. And I realize it's difficult because they're trying to work for consensus, and then governments are obstructive and governments at home change and funding is in short supply. Now, interestingly, the Trump administration doesn't appear to even pondering withdrawal from the United Nations, which I think is a good thing that they're not even contemplating that. I heard of Americans back in the 1990s say that in the Clinton administration, some people on the American right saying, well, United Nations troops have gone into other countries, they can come into our country, forgetting the small fact that those UN troops were sometimes Americans. There were UN troops in Somalia, for example, Operation Restore Hope. President George H.W. Bush, in the dying days of his presidency, sent them in there, continued by Bill Clinton for a few months, then it withdrew after Black Hawk Down. Okay, and so we go on. About 25% of the United Nations funding comes from the United States, so countries have to give a fraction of their wealth. The very poorest countries are exempted. But if the United States withdrew from that, that could be cataclysmic. You just think what happened to the League of Nations, which the United States never joined, which Germany, Hungary, Bulgaria, so Austria and Turkey weren't even allowed to join in for the first 7 years or so. The Soviets, Soviet Union founded, wasn't even allowed in 1933. Then Germany pulled out, later Japan pulled out, and did even Italy pull out, and blah, blah, blah. Okay, so the whole thing might collapse like a house of cards at that point if US had left. But they perceive that actually is their advantage to be in it. So he's pulling out of the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change. Remember, he withdrew from the Paris deal in his first term, and the United States was the only country in the world that didn't agree with it. There was another country that didn't agree with it, sorry, for the opposite reason, because it didn't go far enough. So those nation states who said it went far enough, it should be go that far or further, that was 192 out of 193. Now, who's more likely to be right, the 192 or the one? And obviously even many Americans who are scientifically literate knew it was daft what he was doing. Of course, it's poisoning the planet. And so we go on. Pulling out the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. And you could pull out these organizations and still try to tackle climate change, but there's no indication the Trump administration is remotely concerned about this or even recognizes that climate change is at least partly anthropogenic, is harmful to us, and so on. It must be arrested. The International Solar Alliance, International Renewable Energy Authority, he's pulled out of those ones. The United Nations Population Fund, which is meant to sort of limit the growth of population, but now obviously demographic death spirals are becoming more of a problem. The UN Women Fund, okay, meant to help women who are emigrating, women in the workplace, make sure there's equality for women. Doesn't that mean equality for men as well? And so forth. Development, okay. So, and the Freedom Online Coalition, he's out of that one. but he's also about a free press, except when he isn't, and he calls journalists enemies of the people, the Global Forum on Cyber Expertise and things like that. So now, so what they said, I think, is true to an extent. I mean, obviously, I don't want to say that all 66 organizations, I don't know much about them, they're redundant, mismanaged, wasteful, ideological, and a threat to U.S. sovereignty. But the fact you can pull out of them shows they're not that much of a threat. And the UN often can't do things inside countries. It's been about international things. If you agree, you know, so they say non-interference in internal affairs. That's a cardinal principle of the United Nations. So it's about America first. So it taps into a strain of isolationism, which has been there almost from the beginning. George Washington advising his successors to not go abroad in search of monsters to destroy. Odd then that Trump maintains hundreds of military bases abroad, just abducted the president of Venezuela, has bombed Iran, Nigeria, and I can't think of where else it is in his presidency, and assisted Israel so much, blah, blah, blah. So there was obviously the America First Committee in the 1930s to say, well, let's stay out of Europe's war, it's not our problem. And there were many Americans who wanted to stay out of the First World War, but they got dragged into it anyway. So there we go. But at the same time, the US had intervened militarily in Latin American countries, Caribbean countries, the late 19th century into the 20th century. So some Americans oppose that. And indeed, the Spanish-American War said that is aggression. We're simply attacking Spain. Should Cuba be part of Spain or not? That's for the Spanish or the Cubans to decide. We shouldn't get involved. And by the way, the USS Maine probably wasn't brought up by Spain. Why would they do something so incredibly provocative when they really didn't need American intervention, when the Spanish were having enough trouble containing the insurgents? So I suppose it's going to save some money, but it's definitely going to be worse for the climate, and more countries may follow suit and then just pollute with gay abandoned. So the US will have less sway in the world, so there won't be such collective action. But collective action, I suppose, is only worth doing it if it's a sensible action. What if it's an action that makes things worse? And there's absolutely, there's little doubt that you can pull out of these things. Well, the United States can pull out of these things, but some people says it requires senatorial approval. But the president is the country's chief diplomat. He directs foreign policy. But I think it's with the advice and consent of the Senate. I don't know quite what the remit is, but you know what he may just do might be ultra vires. So various organizations saying it's bad, it's going to make these global problems worse because the United States, the world's biggest economy, is not working towards solving problems. Some of these organizations say, well, you want to leave us, there is a proper withdrawal procedure. Would you please follow that? So the funding might be pulled. These organizations are going to be much more feeble. Okay, the 24/7 carbon-free energy compact is one of them. Some of the things I'm not even quite sure what they're in. Organizations related to zinc, to democracy and electoral assistance. Well, he definitely doesn't like democracy. Or the United Nations one about peace building, which he probably thinks is namby-pamby. The UN University and so on. Okay, well, what do you think about it? This is part of his more madcap foreign policy, careening all over the place because he's been so smart. Remember how he's going to end the Ukraine war in 24 hours? Well, ha ha. If only it wasn't so funny for the hundreds of thousands of people who got killed. He's only a week away from being a year since he came to office again. Thank you and goodbye.